The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Sarah Elliott joins me now. Sarah is a spokeswoman for Republicans Overseas UK. And, of course, the National Rifle Association, the NRA, they're pressing ahead with their annual convention today in Texas. And former Republican President Donald Trump is set to attend. Sarah, you're welcome to the show. Is it appropriate for Donald Trump to attend a convention like this?
Why not? It's a perfectly legal convention. It's a group of people who believe in the Second Amendment, as does former President Donald Trump.
It's effectively condoning opposition to gun control.
No, not necessarily at all. Many people who support the Second Amendment, including myself, support gun control, and there's plenty of gun control out there at the moment. It's clearly not making a huge difference with people who have an intent to kill. For instance, I would actually like to see some gun control legislation for those with mental health problems. And every mass shooter of a school of the past 20 years was known to have previous mental health problems. And had there been a law that said that allowed an officer, a teacher, or a parent or family member to go to the courts and suspend their privileges with due process, that may have prevented these catastrophes, as Parkland, Florida. He was a known person to law enforcement, and yet he still committed that heinous crime, that shooting. So you'd like to see much more robust
background checks on people?
Well, there are robust background checks. It's whether law enforcement actually does its job. But the problem, you know, is basically we have young people who want to kill children, who just want to create mass murder. And I think we as a country need to seriously look at the conditions that we put young people in that create this kind of mentality. And we need to focus on mental health. We had over 100,000 opioid deaths in 2021. It's the most ever. We have over 45,000 shootings a year, of which 54% are suicide and done by handgun. But actually, there are more murders and deaths done by hands and feet and knives in the country than guns, which is not reported as well. It's a very different culture.
No, but Sarah, don't be daft. Sorry, Sarah, I'm going to just abandon all pretense of impartiality. Don't be daft. No, you can't ban feet, and people need knives if they want to chop up fruit and vegetables. But you can ban guns, and you can certainly ban an awful lot of the types of guns that can freely sold in the United States.
Right.
And there is a direct correlation between the amount of those types of guns sold and the amount of people killed and the amount of mass shootings you have.
Well, what I would say to that is there's two things. One, we were a country that was formed very organically on the frontiers, where you needed guns to support yourself. There was no centralized government. You needed to survive. And this mentality of survival has passed on in the American character. And also the idea of the Second Amendment is that our founders were persecuted minorities from Europe, from Northern Ireland, from Ireland, from the UK. And they came to America and wanted, and they had had their guns taken away from them in the old country. So when they came to the new country, they said never again. And the whole right to bear arms is the idea that American citizens can form militia against a possible tyrannical government. Okay? So that's what the Second Amendment is. The second part is there are over 400 million guns in America in private hands. The idea that you can collect all of those guns and expect that only and collect them from the bad guys, and to think that the bad guys won't have the guns, but definitely not the law-abiding citizens, is pretty naive. They have
introduced gun control in other countries, and they've done it as well with a gun amnesty. And you're absolutely right, not all guns are handed in, but plenty of guns are handed in. And then over time, as the police discover it's a different world because people like you defend those gun laws.
The inner cities of America right now have the most gun control and have the highest gun crime. So, and what's really funny is that Joe Biden has been in power now well over a year, and he has had the ability to pass an assault rifles ban, and he hasn't done so. Why haven't the Democrats done this? Why haven't they pushed it?
That's a great question.
That's
a great
so
question. It's a great question, and it's a question that should be asked of him. But just because the Democrats haven't done it doesn't mean that the Republicans should get off the hook. There is a direct correlation between how freely you sell guns in this in your country and how regularly children are shot in their classrooms. And I mean, at what point, how many dead children's bodies does there have to be before you're willing to look at stricter gun control?
Well, I think the gun control laws are in the book. I think we need to look at we didn't have this problem 50 or 60 or 70 years ago. The culture has changed. We have broken families. We have mental health problems. And we need to look into fixing and creating a culture where people actually come out mentally healthy. And that I care more about the person wielding the weapon than the weapon itself.
So this is a mental health issue, not a gun issue.
I think in a large part it is, yes. Because
so why my question is this. Why then does the United States have so much more mental health problems than any other developed country on the planet?
I mean,
if it's not a gun control issue and you're saying it's mental health, then what you're saying is we have way more mental health problems.
I think it's a very good question that you ask. And that is where, well, I mean, I think one, we've had prescription drugs has been a major problem.
Yeah, we've prescription drugs everywhere in the developed world. Go on, give me another excuse.
Okay, let me tell you, I came on this show hoping to get a fair interview. I'm giving you answers to your questions. I'm fine if you push back, but you need to let me finish my thought, okay?
Okay, go on.
Listen, the United States has had, the healthcare system is completely different. So is the prescribing culture. So is what doctors do to prescribe. And opioids for like back pain, there's depression, there's been economic depression. And in those places, there have been the high numbers of drug use. Listen, there's broken families. There's this young man who created this horrible crime. His mother was a drug user. He was at his grandmother's house. He even shot his grandmother before he went to the school. Not right. I think there's a lot of issues with social media.
I'm sorry. You don't have an answer. I'm sorry. You don't have an answer to that question. You don't have an answer to that question.
Yes, I do.
There are opioids.
I think the culture is sick.
My apologies. You've got an awful answer to that question. We have opioids in Ireland. We've got opioids. There are opioids used and abused. Used and abused in every developed world. There are prescription drugs.
I've taken Irish radio, which I don't normally do because of treatment like this. But I'm done giving you your answer. My answers to your questions. You don't think they're good enough or fair enough. Fair enough. But I have children that need my attention now. So I'm going to go. Okay.
Well, Sarah, you go. Absolutely. And thank you for your time, for what it's worth, though. I don't think we got any worthwhile answers. And like I said, people will get angry for me going after her like that. But I think in the week that's in it, when there's 19 dead children's bodies piled up in classrooms, it is not the week for pretending to be unbiased in an interview like that. Anyway, that was Sarah Elliott, the spokesperson for Republicans Abroad Overseas.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Looking for great prices on technology? At Harvey Norman, our specialist staff can help find the product that's right for you. We have all the biggest brands and latest technology in stock today, like the new Samsung Galaxy Chromebook. The slim design and long battery life make it the perfect fit for those on the go. Now, 349, save 60 euro. Or hear every last detail with the Samsung Galaxy Buds Pro earbuds. Now, 189, save 50 euro. Discover our huge range in store or online today. Harvey Norman, your technology specialists.